Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 96, Allie.
Tomorrow,
Joao said, scooting into an empty seat across from us at lunch and referring to when Poison was going to leak information about the police force.
We talked to Nicole about what's going on. If everything goes smoothly, I'd suggest not returning to school tomorrow. This town will go fucking insane when they learn about it.
I blew out a deep breath and slouched in my seat, ignoring the stares from half the student body. This entire day, I had been faced with never-ending questions from Amani, Nicole, and the rest of the girls about being pregnant. And as much as I loved my friends, I hated the attention and that everyone thought my fake baby was Carter's. It was getting on my nerves. Joao leaned closer, spotting Amani walking through the cafeteria doors, and pulled a box of cigarettes out of his back pocket.
And your pregnancy rumors are a perfect distraction for the student body right now, so bravo to you on that. You and Carter.
He lit up right in the middle of the cafeteria and blew a cloud of smoke out of his nose.
Never would have guessed.
Not having the mental capacity for any more rumors, I kicked him hard in the shin and hoped that it left a nasty bruise. All I wanted was for people to shut the fuck up about it, because it was a lie fabricated by Harlan, Redwood's most fucked up devil. Imani sat at the table beside Joao, tugged the cigarette out of his mouth and stomped on it.
I told you to stop that. It's bad for your health. You're going to get lung cancer and die, she frowned.
On second thought, why don't you smoke all of them at once to speed it up a little bit?
Stifling a laugh, I smiled at their interaction and rested my head on Jace's shoulder, stuffing some more of my sandwich into my mouth. At least by pretending that I was pregnant, people couldn't judge me for eating and feeling tired all the time. I could have cravings for coconut shrimp in the middle of history, and nobody would say a word. I guessed it worked out that way. A few moments later, King Carter sauntered into the cafeteria, pulling the stairs away from me. And while I thought he was going to walk to his normal table with the rest of the football team, he stalked right up to our table, sat in the empty seat next to me, and said,
"What's up, babe?"
Jace curled his fingers into my thigh harshly. I gently rubbed his leg and ignored Carter, hoping he'd get the hint and walk away before Jace did something stupid. Jace was already on edge from his father and my mother. I couldn't imagine how much anger he'd take out on Carter if he... Carter had the damn audacity to wrap his arm around my shoulders. And before I could stop anything, Jace stood up and grabbed Carter by the collar.
"Get your fucking hands off my girl," Jace said through clenched teeth. "I can do what I want with her. She's carrying my baby," Carter said.
Leaning my elbows on the table, I placed my face in my hands and blew out a deep breath. Whatever Jace gave Carter, he fucking deserved it. I didn't know what the hell his problem was or who even believed the rumor that Carter was supposedly my baby daddy, but Carter didn't have to keep rubbing it in.
"Allie," Imani said, staring worriedly at the scene behind me, "you should stop Jace."
I looked over my shoulder at Jace, who straddled Carter's waist in the middle of the cafeteria and rained down a series of punches on that pretty boy's face. I smiled. I actually smiled at it and wanted to pat Jace on the back. But instead, I turned back around and continued to eat my lunch. These rumors and keeping up with Mom every morning really wore us out. A crowd gathered around us, whispering and recording the fight. Well, more like the smackdown on Carter. I sank deeper in my seat, hoping nobody would ask me any questions. I could only imagine how the school newspaper would spin the story. Jace Harbor fights his stepsister's baby daddy. Is Jace Harbor jealous of Carter? Who is Allie Hall's real baby daddy? Find out today.
"Break it up,"
someone shouted over the crowd. The crowd of students parted ways for Jace's football coach, who I guessed was now subbing as the principal until we found someone suitable. He grabbed Jace and yanked him off Carter, shoving him toward the office.
"Get in my office. You know better, Harbor."
After Jace stormed out, I handed Jace's coach Jace's backpack and smirked at the puddle of blood under Carter.
That man had been nothing but a prick to everyone since freshman year. I just hoped that Jace wouldn't be suspended for this.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.